Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting third. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Allie Clark. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. McBride reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McBride moves to third. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McBride scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 1 in the game. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cone. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McBride hits a line drive towards first. Robinson catches it and steps on first to double up Cone. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0 for 2 in the game. Cozar takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden fires to first and picks off Cozar. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 1 in the game. Bearden strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark juggles the ball. That's an error on Clark. Vernon goes all the way around to score. Gillenwater moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans is walked intentionally. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kozar hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Gene Bearden. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Joe Tipton now catching. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cohn strikes out. One out. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Tom McBride. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-3 in the game. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Junior Wooten now playing right field. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.